Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
And you are inside Friday Night Cypher. It's your hip hop informer, that dude DM Hyman. Hey, what up, world? It's Friday, July 5th, the day after, but we know the party continues on into the weekend. It's for July weekend. What's going on, everybody? And tonight, you are inside the Cypher as we recap the week in our news and entertainment. 917-889-3926. Jump on it. 917-889. Just a little distracted. 3926 on the other side. Hot chocolate, maybe Save James. Madam CeeLo Boston taking a break tonight, but we're here and we'll be right back.
Wake up to the six. Models on my bed, waterfront house ledge. Oversee the ocean house party sunset. Back to back Rari's, me and Sergi Lopez. Yeah, I'm on my low shit, Ray Benz moped. Grown ass man, shout out to my old heads, yeah. Name a new trend, bet we done it. So many beautiful girls, I can't have one, bitch. I'm on dollar bill, one shit. We just throw it in the air, and she make a booty flip. Booty talk, booty clap, yeah, it's poppin' where I'm at. Hollywood, hide away, you can't even Google map.
Yeah.
And sometimes it be like that. So baby, don't trip if I don't text back. Sometimes it be like that. So baby, don't trip if I don't text back.
I don't even know why I'm feeling like a pimp. Nigga always walking with a lamp. I don't even know why I'm getting all this cash. Nigga always got a blow ass. Okay, party time, it's going down. Peace up to that hate town. I'm getting baited, I roll around and head straight to my house. I don't even know why I'm getting all this cash. Nigga always got a blow ass. Look, out of space bound, miss me. Blunt full of mistletoe lighted. Kiss me, watch out for them fake boys, call them Disney. And yeah, I am notorious for my pockets on Biggie. So, what you pay, nigga? What's the price you pay, nigga? To see the light on my favorite night. Should I trade it off for like 8 figures? But whoa there, I see them girls, they popping it, they gon' go there. I get the rap in that booty clapping, I take her home and I pull hair. Like, nigga, I'm the best here, push loud, I can't hear. What you saying, my money paying for such a stage with my ear gear? Like, holy moly. Where the fuck is Molly? We took a trip to Paris and was kissing on a trolley. I say, what you need? Whoa, came a stoppy. We all up in this party and I'm scheming for a body. And girl, I really do it. I can tell you what you like and you'll do what I say. Cause I'll make it sound right, but I don't even know why I'm something like a pimp. Nigga, always walking with a lamp. I don't even know why. Boy, gotta get it. No logo on my fitted. I'm boss, make my decisions. And I'm loving all these women. I'm thinking that it be sinning. I just prayed about the morning. My faults are all forgiven. Hold up, better witness it. Dealing with some businessman. But quick to bust your ass like an inner city kid. A selfish rapport, your feelings ignored. So they can buy the Fendi and Prada, the Louis Couture. I'm like, y'all, faded. Damn right, I'm faded. Can't wait till the day I can look at y'all and say, damn right, I made it. Like all this pain, just covered up by partying. So I grab a girl and she grab a friend and we party hard all night again. Oh yeah, what you think I'm stunting for? But I answer that one, cause homie, I don't know. Nah, fiends asking where the sugar cane.
pimp, cause they know a nigga walking with a limp.
I don't even know why I'm feeling like a pimp. Nigga always walking with a limp. I don't even know why I'm getting all this cash. And they always gotta blow cash.
Okay, party time is going down. Peace up to that hate town. I'm getting faded, I roll around and head straight to my hometown.
I don't even know why I'm getting all this cash. And they always gotta blow cash.
Welcome to the weekend, 4th of July weekend. Happy 4th. I hope you had a happy 4th as the party continues. Your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight, 906 where I am. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, because you know what we do tonight. We recap the week in news and entertainment. But first, I'm not sure where in the world she is tonight, but she's here with us. And we appreciate it. Give it up. The very hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
What up, good people of TM Hyman Radio Land? Hot chocolate is actually home and planted for the weekend. I'm not in New Orleans. I'm not in New York. I'm not in Virginia. I'm
no doubt.
City plant city.
Hey, chilling out. And I don't even want to talk about Nolo because I was headed there, Dolo. But clearly that was a no-go because I'm still in Tampa. Listen.
That's a mess. You hit me up about, you know, the fiasco with the ticket and what they were trying to charge.
And you know what?
Highway robbery.
Normally I would have went ballistic. I would have checked in at the airport. I would have checked in when I got to Nolo. Listen, I was so pissed off. I came back home, got in the bed, pulled my covers back. They wanted to charge me $300 because I missed my flight. Why did I miss my flight? Because I just didn't have my stuff together. But it's okay. It's okay nevertheless. I'm here taking care of business nevertheless.
It's all good. The party will continue. Nolo will be there next year. That's okay. We'll be there next year, both of us, because, you know, I had an opportunity to go this year, too, and I didn't go. So, you know, you live and you learn.
And I was planning to do – I've never been to the Essence Awards, so I had a real plan. But that was a no-go. And, again, everything happens for a reason. That's what I've been telling myself. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason.
As you shake your head and scoff at everybody's pictures and videos that you're seeing. Because that's what I've been doing to make myself feel better.
Straight pissed off. Real talk, real people, real times. We are TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, it's the Friday Night Cypher. And on Fridays, which is really the most popular show throughout the week, we just recap the week, you know, talk about what's going on in the news. Have y'all seen the reality show Siberia or heard of the show Siberia?
No.
I just started watching this like last week, and I don't know how real it is, but somebody just got killed on this reality show, got attacked by like a wild animal in the woods out in like real Siberia. I don't know if this is scripted or if this is like one of those cliffhangers in the beginning to keep you stuck all like throughout the series, but they didn't say he died. They said it was a fatality, which to me means death. Like, that means somebody died, right?
That's what that means, yes.
And that's what a fatality is. Somebody died. They showed a little bit of it. Reran it back, and it sounded like an animal attacked them. The cameraman came running out of the woods. They hoisted him away, I don't know what's going on with this reality show, but guess what? I will be watching next week.
What channel are you watching this on?
This, I believe, is NBC.
It's really?
Called Siberia. NBC, if that's correct. Yeah, NBC. NBC.
Oh.
So I'm just going to kick off the week in news and entertainment with Siberia. Check it out. I mean, if this is real, so somebody's in trouble. If, you know, somebody's died on a reality show. So
yeah,
somebody's about,
they're more than
somebody's
in trouble.
About, hey, yeah, the family's about to get paid, but I don't think, you know, I think they want their loved one. They don't want the money. They want their loved one. What in the world?
Yeah. And it's being televised. They're definitely going to get paid.
Yeah, has reality TV gone too far? Get out of here. Come on.
Yes. Yes, they definitely have. On the musical front, though, I am one of the lucky million people who own a Samsung Galaxy 4, and we're one of the supposed first to get the download of Jay-Z's Magna Carta Holy Grail, although it took me a whole extra 16 to 18 hours to get my download to actually work correctly. I am now enjoying the album, and although I'm not too, you know, keen on how the app itself is set up, Samsung and developers, the album is growing on me. I would have to say that I have several favorites on it. If you haven't had a chance to cop it somewhere, you know, the iPhone owners were boasting that they got it somehow, too. I have no idea how, but, you know, some iPhone owners that I do know have it, but... You know, if you have to know somebody to know somebody to know somebody to have it.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want the crack. If you are an iPhone user, you hit me up at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Let me know how I can get that Magna Carta Holy Grail like them Samsung customers.
Yeah, for those of you who don't want to wait until the 9th to get it. It is audio addiction, I must say to you. I can't say that the first time that I played it through, I was totally hypnotized like I have been previously by some Jay-Z releases, but it's slowly growing on me. I'll say that. And I'm a diehard Jay-Z fan.
If Hot Chocolate had love for us for real people, she would have shared some of that Samsung love and those favorite tracks that she talking about. You know, she would have had them for us tonight because she's so technological. She don't love us.
First of all, I barely got the application to work on my phone. Now I have to figure out how to get it off of my phone and onto our board, but I am going to work on that for us. I am.
Hey, work on that for us. Hey, Magna Carta, holy hell. Listen, I mean, this dude is a genius. I don't care if the album is whack. You know, this dude is a genius from a marketing perspective.
Come on.
I mean, he doesn't need another dollar. But it's not about dollar. It's about genius.
Absolutely. And that was the best marketing scheme I have heard of in, I can't even tell you how long. Like, it was genius.
And it's across the board. I mean, there was a radio station here in Florida that over the what's today? Over the holiday break yesterday, they promoted it day before yesterday. That all day yesterday, hour on the hour, they were playing the single that he dropped off of that new record. I mean, that's just marketing to the next level.
Absolutely. Radio stations in New York, Funk Flex, played the entire album. Fresh Radio played the entire album in its entirety yesterday. So there were a lot of, you know, a lot of media outlets that had exclusive access, whether it be through Samsung or whether it been through Hov himself. But, yeah, you know, it's out there. It's out there, people, and it's a buzzing.
Yeah. Wow. It's 9:14. We don't have anything off the record, but we do got that unplugged for you. Team, I'm gonna be alive.
The niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters, take that with you.
Hit your back, split you.
fuck bitch fights, the lane scuffle. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all punk, really, I run up and stunt silly. Yeah, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mob ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets and frostbit. Ring two, niggas riding away, call me Igloo Stick. Who?
Yeah, baby, shit, draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
you don't stop.
Big Smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all. Hit your forge, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes can play me. I'm from Marcy, I'm Varsity, jump your JV.
Trigger
Jay-Z.
Nigga, name it. My Bed-Stuy flow's malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 gym stars, my mom's ditching. Graham chopping, police there docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Keep rocking, no more mister. Nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistols. Blazing, hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the Days Inn. With New York plates outside.
Get up out of there.
Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high, shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper, Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie, the bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than a pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
Trying to do, made a fortune off Peru, extra dyke, China white, hair on, nigga please, like short sleeves, I bear wrong, stay out away from here on,
clear,
gone,
me and Gutter had two spots, the two for $5 hits the blue top, gotta go, Coolio mean it's getting too hot, if they have twins, she probably have two pops,
Time to separate the pros from the cons, the platinum from the bronze, that butter soft shit from that leather on the bond, a S1 diamond from my I-class dome, a Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, Brooklyn, sipping on.
Cristal forever, play the crib when it's mink weather, the mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan, usually quattro cinco, the shell sink slow, tossing ya, mad slugs through your Nordic up, I'm warning ya.
JC and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn.
It is 9:23 where I am here in Itty Bitty Plant City, and I am joined by the General T.M. Hyman. Save James is somewhere in the world, and Madam T.Lo Boston is taking a break. But we are T.M. Hyman Radio Live, and we are here on this Friday, the Friday Night Cypher recapping the weekend news and entertainment. And riding still off of the 4th of July holiday. You know, that's a big movie release weekend, and I have the top 10 films and their grossing from theaters as of, we'll say, Thursday. And I'll go from number 10. Number 10 is Now You See Me, which is a Lionsgate production, and that grossed $673,000. So not a real good start, not even the millions yet, but it's still early. At number 9, we have This Is the End, which is a Sony production, and that's at $1.13 million. Our boy Kevin Hart, Let Me Explain. Y'all need to get this one up there. That's a Lionsgate production. He's at $2.58 million. Man of Steel, which is a Warner Brothers production, is at $3.03 million. White House Down, featuring Jamie Foxx, is a Sony production, and that's at $3.5 million. World War Z, that's Brad Pitt. And a Paramount production, that's $4.3 million. Monsters University, that's Disney, and that's $5.2 million. The top three are Heat, which is a Fox production at $6.4 million. The Lone Ranger, a Disney production at $9.6 million. And surprisingly, the animated Despicable Me 2, which is a Universal production, at $24.5 million. So it was a big weekend for Despicable Me.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
A lot of new movies coming up, too. Good movies.
To check White House Down this week, which is a good flick.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that. We were headed to go check out the Kevin Hart Let Me Explain movie, but the storm kind of stuff that's in the house, so we're going to try to head out this weekend and check that out and get some of Mr. Hart's numbers up there. Support good black movies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was looking for Kevin Hart last week when I actually seen The Man of Steel. Good flick also. Check it out. And, you know, I was with, I actually took some kids to the theater, so I definitely couldn't take them to go see Kevin Hart. I wanted to sneak out and go into the Kevin Hart movie and meet them in White House Down. They would have followed me. They would have came and found me if I had stayed out too long. Y'all know how
kids do. Absolutely. You were a good mentor, though, so that's good. That's good.
It was black films.
Yes, no doubt. And while I was stuck inside watching television because I couldn't go and watch his movie, I did actually get to enjoy him on the Philly Jam, which aired yesterday on VH1, which was kind of a combination comedy. He hosted and had some really good musical acts, Jill Scott, J. Cole, John Mayer, some new up-and-coming acts. I'm sorry, I don't remember their names, but they were good too. Oh, and The Roots, as always.
Good deal. I still have not seen the entire BET Awards. I'm going to take some time and sit and watch it, but I've got ADD. I just can't sit and watch anything that long. It is not that important. But I did catch bits and pieces. And, you know, big up to Ray J and Brandy because they like the awesome – I mean, they like the awesome brother and sister duo. And they always, you know, they always looking, you know, fly when they out. You know, you ain't never caught Ray J and Brandy looking bad. You know, unless you was really all up in their business. You know, you being paparazzi. You know, but big up to them to a whole bunch of negativity that they still made positive and work for them. Megan Good on the red carpet. I did see that.
She was definitely starting some controversy. She looked beautiful.
She had the beautiful blue red carpet.
Yeah, she looked amazing. But her Christian followers, being that her husband is an ordained minister, didn't take too lightly to that. So
Ms. Good actually
responded.
It was a provocative look. I definitely can't dispute that.
She couldn't have worn it to church.
But folks, she's a movie star.
Right.
So Christians, you know, don't get your stuff in too much of a wad, you know, because at the end of the day, it's her job, you know, to be provocative and to look amazing because she gets paid for those photo ops. You know, so I mean,
you can talk to the Christians the way you want to talk to them. Tell them, fall back, Christians. It's okay. Fall back.
She's doing her job.
Yeah, don't.
You know, I mean, I'm talking to them the way I want to talk to them with love because you know, I'm trying not to be judgmental. But I do understand.
It's not judgmental.
It's an extremely provocative look. But, you know, I mean, I wouldn't expect her to come into church looking like that. I don't think she would.
Right. There's a time and a place for that look, and that place was absolutely appropriate for that look, and she looks stunning.
Right. She absolutely looks stunning. Hey, big up to D. Wade for that State Farm Humanitarian Award. You know, high impact performance is what D. Wade represents. And, you know, he did his damn thing. And so big up to him for the 2013 Humanitarian Award. Hey, also big up to Chris Brown for being a part of that BET experience. He played in that Sprite celebrity basketball game, you know, that got the fans all riled up. That was a part of the BET experience. And also Snoop Dogg, T.I., Congresswoman Maxine Waters, you know, and a few other people took part in a discussion on how to stop violence in our communities, which is something, you know, we really don't get enough of in this country, people reaching back, giving back, who are in high places, you know, because, you know, I got friends in high places, but I got, you know, more friends in low places, and I'm just trying to bring them all together.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just,
we can't intermingle.
I'm trying to just bring them all together.
We can't intermingle. We can all help each other out in some way, really.
We have to. We have to be encouragers of one another. We have to admonish one another. What do I mean by admonish? What does that mean? What does that mean? It means, you know, you got to bring correction. You know, to me, you know, true friends bring correction. True friends admonish one another. Definitely don't let me drive off the cliff. If I'm looking like I'm you know, about to drive off the cliff, 9 times out of 10, you know, I don't know I'm going off the cliff, or I'm out of my mind temporarily. I need you to bring me back, bring me back.
Please bring us back.
It's
hard not to be at the edge of the cliff sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it's one thing, you know, to knock somebody down or to push them down. It's another thing to let them fall off a cliff. And they probably ain't coming back no time soon if they go off the cliff. Hey, don't allow your brother or your sister to fall off the cliff. Be an encourager. Be a friend. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Hot chocolate at 9:32, along with Beanie Man. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Bojack.
Jesus, be a bungee cord.
Slugging. Slugging. Watch out. Them don't know nothing.
Oh, na, na. Na, 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 na.
Me and them are double close. How we wear the latest?
No competition.
How we are the greatest?
Man, real to the team.
How we not in a fake net? Don't need it all, so what's next? Them are double close. How we drive the day right?
Shop to the team.
Cause we ever fail it.
To be all of the girl, them
stand up the nearest. Don't need it all, so what's next? At the front of the girl, them love me with passion. I press weekly on expensive fashion. Rotate me girl, them in a series like Saddam. Antoinette, Suzette, Margot, and Tatan. Backwards full of baby when them put on in a session. Happy and smiling, me no deal with depression. Still I make money, not the middle of recession. Yes, we still clean and fresh, I'm a double close. How we wear the latest?
No competition.
How we are the greatest?
Man, real to the team.
How we not in a fake neck? Don't need it all, so what's next? I'm a double chair. How we drive the day right?
Shop to the team.
Cause we ever fail it.
To be all of the girl, them stand up the nearest.
Don't need it all, so what's next? When we see the world of them a flop, so them can't match the cap. Like we craft, we are the boss. Them a muggle in a close, every left in a the past. Suriname gold, me a wear on a brass. Me and a bag of gyal a far on them in a chat. Me and me whole team a drink liquor by quart. So many years and still drop the chart. Me pick in a shot and a pass. Them a double close. How we wear the latest?
No competition.
How we are the greatest?
Man, real to the team.
How we not in a fake neck? Don't need it all, so what next? Them a double chart. How we drive the day right?
trap to the team.
Cause we ever fail it.
To be all of the girl, them run up the nearest.
Don't need it all, so what next? At the front of the girl, them love me with passion. Hyper weekly and expensive fashion. Rotate me girl, them in a series like Sazam, Antoinette, Suzette, Margot, and Tazan. Back foot full of fever when them put on in a session. Happy and smiling, me no deal with depression. Still I make money, not the middle of recession. Yes, we still clean and fresh, I'm a double clothes. Are we ready later?
No competition.
Are we the greatest?
Man, real to the thing.
Are we not in a fake neck? Don't need it all, so what next? I'm a double chair. Are we driving there?
Shop to the team.
Cause we ever fail it.
To be all of the girl, them run up the nearest.
Don't need it all, so what next?
In the midst of the Friday night cipher, that is Beanie Man, the latest TM Hyman Radio Live station. I'm your hip hop informer. It's 9:35 in the city, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. We recap on the week in news and entertainment. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. Let's know how your week was. Hey, now, best female R&B pop artist. In that category was Beyonce, Tamar Braxton, Alicia Keys, Rihanna, and I don't know if it's Ella or Ellie. Is it Ella or Ellie Varner?
It's L. Varner.
L. Varner.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, out of L, Rihanna, Alicia Keys, Tamar, and Beyonce, the winner was Rihanna. How did the public feel about that? I think those are all awesome.
I don't think I had a problem with it.
I think as it relates to song, probably, you know, record sales, and that's what it should come down to. She's killing them record sales wise, but this is an image award. This is an image award, you know. Right?
I don't know. No, I don't know if I would necessarily say that. It's just best female R&B artist. It's not necessarily the artist with the best image, because if it was the artist with the best image, then Chris Brown shouldn't win anything.
Well, it might be because he cleaned it up.
He hasn't cleaned up that much. He just isn't, I don't want to say,
you don't think so?
Being involved in domestic violence with her. No, he hasn't cleaned up his act. No, he has not.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
No.
I think
no,
he's
what
cleaned up
his act. Ladies and gentlemen,
out of the blue,
came a voice. It's real faint. So if we could turn it up a little bit, I think we'll be in total business. But ladies and gentlemen, I think that is the faint voice of Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Am I louder now? Can you hear me?
Just
thank
a you. Hint.
Okay,
yeah.
See, this is what my problem was. Okay, yeah, I think he cleaned himself up.
But you are with us. You are
thank
with
you.
Us. Thanks for finding your way. I was like, huh?
Yeah, she made a way to get here now. She sure did.
Somebody
can
under
award.
The
can I get an award?
No doubt.
And the award for the most diligent host goes to.
Hey, welcome
to
the weekend.
Thank you.
Welcome to the weekend. Hey, anyway, you know, Rihanna's the winner. I'm not trying to take anything from her. That's not what I was saying. I was just saying, you know, overall, she's had an interesting year. But record sales-wise, she's had a lot of success. Best male R&B pop star. It was Usher, Justin Timberlake, Bruno Mars, Chris Brown, and Miguel. And the winner is...
Miguel.
The leg dropper.
Is that shocking?
I don't disagree with the leg dropper. No, I don't, because he's having a fantastic year as well. And he's ultra talented.
And the fact he wasn't scared to perform again after that last debacle. You know how many artists would have just sat out for like months because of that crap? Yeah.
No, he can't but slow down.
I know every time he went to take a running start, Deborah Lee's heart stopped.
Now, please don't kick nobody in the head here. Lord have mercy. That's all we need. We only got two channels. Lord, Jesus.
They only allowed him to run and slide. That was it.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Best hip-hop artist. Interesting platform here. You got Future, Drake, A$AP Rocky, 2 Chainz, and Kendrick Lamar. And the
winner is Kendrick Lamar.
Female artist, Kendrick Lamar.
Appropriate, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Killing the game right
Kendrick
now.
Kendrick is killing them right now, and his album is
and he's so smart.
One of the best right now. His album is one of my top picks right now. It's awesome.
I don't know
where I've been this last year as it relates to the 2013 Best Female Hip Hop Artist category. But I was familiar with just a few. Of the females in that category. I mean, of course, Eve. Of course, Nicki Minaj. I didn't know Miss Pink. I just didn't know Miss Pink. And I didn't know Ray Ray. You know? Rai, whatever.
Yeah, Rai.
Yeah, I have no idea who she is.
Yeah, I've never heard of Rai Rai before, but Azalea Banks has been underground.
Of course, I knew Rashida because, I watched Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta.
But you know what? Rashida has been slid in there for a couple years. They have slid her in there before even Love and Hip Hop. She's been underground for a while.
She's a local Atlanta artist, so
yeah.
I think that's where her buzz came from. That even got her on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. But I mean, she's still. I agree with K Michelle. She raps like Shorty Low.
She's garbage.
That's hilarious.
And the
That's
fact
hilarious.
That she tried to do a video 8 months pregnant. I'm really.
While she was 1,000 months pregnant.
I mean, like, the fact that she was really sitting there talking about something out of her butt. I don't know. But that, it didn't make sense. But
the moniker
what?
For the song was Hit It From the Back. And
thank
she
you.
Is visibly like 8.5 and 3/4 months pregnant, and
yes.
The two we're actually talking about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, people, if you're not really familiar with it. But one of the segments with one of the young ladies that's on the show, she's an Atlanta rapper named Rashida. She's pregnant and she's trying to jumpstart her career and get it moving and doing videos before she gets too pregnant. But her version of too pregnant is too late. And it was just kind of interesting to see how the whole video unfolded, where she has these big, buff, handsome, shirtless guys that are, kind of dancing next to her, but they're dancing in a manner where they don't even really want to be close to her and touch her.
Like, they don't want to be the one to be pointed out, like, is that her baby daddy right here?
Right.
Nobody
because
wants.
She's so visibly pregnant. Yeah, ratchetness. Our daily dose of ratchetness on the Friday Night Cypher, people. That's it for Love and Hip Hop.
Out of Rashida, Rara, Eve, I think this is as Azalea Banks, correct me on the other
Azalea.
Side.
Azalea
Banks and Nicki Minaj, the winner is
obviously
Nicki and the Minaj, of course.
Obviously.
Of course is Nicki Minaj. I mean,
that's
not shocking. I mean, definitely wasn't going to be Rashida.
I need for some real viable female MCs to get themselves together. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if it's marketing. I don't know if it's your deals. I don't know if it's the grind. I don't know. YMCMB just has the whole label on lock and blackballed with this chick. But, I need someone to come and really show And I'm not a hater of Nicki Minaj, you know. I'm just a hater of the presentation of who she is. I think that a lot of the pomp and circumstance for me takes away from what I get from her as an MC. So I need someone, you know, in the realm of what I feel like Eve used to be, you know, in the Rough Rider camp, or, you know, Little Kim before the first plastic surgery even happened, or, you know, take me back to Light, to MC Light, you know, take me back to Latifah, you know, just give me something to work with, ladies, like just all this booty popping and barbs and pouting of the lips, and I can't understand you as an MC because I can't get past all of that.
But see, the thing is that it's the men behind it. A lot of these labels are ran by men. And, I mean, I have seen it for years where a female can be talented. However, the men are the ones who say...
they feel like no one's going to really take them seriously, right? Because
And a lot of women get stopped at that door. Just how, you know, like we were talking about, wasn't hip-hop, but like Kay Michelle, how her, she's not hip-hop, but she's R&B, but she kind of ran into the same thing that I was just talking about, where she's good, but unless you're having sex with the engineer or the producer, they don't even want to try to give you time. And that's what a lot of MCs run into, is the bigotry, the bigotry, the male ego, and not everybody can stick around for that for a long time. I mean, like, Nicki had to be raw all up front, period. She didn't sing nothing. She didn't show any of that until she was put in a situation where she could rap, sing, and, you know, do whatever. Not everybody gets that chance. Like Ganga Lee, she is so freaking talented. But she has industry friends. Shout out to Ganga Lee.
She just moved out here to Orlando recently.
Entertainment. Like, I love Ganga.
But yeah, she actually has a project that's getting ready to come. I'm trying to get her on the show, too.
I've been working with her for, like, years, and she's awesome. And she's one of the most consistent female MCs. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. We'll be right back on the other side of this. Madam CeeLo Boston then creeped up in here. She didn't crawl through a pipe under the ground and popped up in the studio. We'll be right back.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Yeah, I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cup. This kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could the. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life. My life is like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
All right. TM Honor Radio Live with Madam CeeLo Boston. And it is 9:51 p.m. on the East Coast, 6:51 on the West Coast. And y'all know how I do. Y'all in the middle going to figure that out. And thank you for joining us, Friday Night Cypher. That was
That's right.
I'm rolling. I love that little boy.
He's I'm rolling.
Every time I hear that song, I think about him being naked on the stage. I mean, that
You can pick up that Wake and Bake right now on iTunes. You can pick it up on Amazon. That is Money Boy Entertainment along with HAC Media. You know, we kind of on pause right now, trying to make sure we get all of the business and all that stuff in order. Nevertheless, you know, help to get some of those numbers up. Overdose Wake and Bake 2013. Pick it up on Amazon. I'm rolling right there, 99 cent, I believe. If you just want the single, I think it's $9.97 if you want that whole joint. Pick it up, pick it up.
Yeah, he's talented. He is a talented young man, though. I will give him this. You know, the song threw me off, you know, like if you just hear the song and then you meet him, then you're like, okay, is he going to be high, you know? But he wasn't. He was all too. I thought he was going to be leaning to the side or something. He was like, he's going to be here this weekend. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. But then when I heard the music, I'm like, okay. And you meet the person. He was awesome. He's an awesome artist.
Yeah, very smart.
Oh, my God. Have y'all been following the Trayvon Martin's...
we've discussed it already. You're kind of late.
Oh, my bad.
The mothers testified today, and that's kind of the high point that I was waiting for. Although, because of how busy
it
I was at my. Well, that's what I was going to say. As busy as I was at my 9-to-5, I missed it. But the feedback that I got was that there was no, not high point per se, but that's the important piece to the puzzle that I wanted to see. And
I wasn't trying to be rude, Matt. I wasn't trying to be rude.
No. I got
you. I'm just letting you know that we had already, you know, discussed it, but we want to hear your take as well.
The point that the defense is pushing for an acquittal, well, pushed for an acquittal, and luckily the judge denied the acquittal. I mean, that could have changed the game if the judge would have went along with that, you know? but I think that both sides, you know, made good points.
But didn't that take a lot of nerve? It did not take a whole lot of nerve to even go there?
Yeah, because this is the thing. What people don't understand is that this is the end of it. Like, once they make this decision, this man is either going to walk or he's going to go to jail. He's not going to be tried for this again. There's no way they can. And so, because there's no double jeopardy, you know. But then you also have to look at the fact that the parents don't want to have it looked at as a racial issue. The courts are pushing it as it's a racial issue. The public is looking at it as a racial issue. And what it really comes down to is a human life was lost, and they just want to know, was it because of how you already felt? Was it already you were predetermined in your mind that the next person you saw that was suspicious, you were going to get them, regardless of what color they were? Even though all the people he had called the police on before were African American, but this young he followed the young man. It's up to the jury to say whether or not. And not the judge. The judge isn't going to have a final say on this. This is strictly on the jury's back. So hopefully the prosecution got their point across. And the prosecution is who is fighting for the family and for Trayvon Martin. And the defense is George Zimmerman's people. Because people don't even know, you know, don't even understand that, you know, breakdown of it. But the thing is that the police department is not going to be held accountable for anything. The police department didn't even press charges against Mr. Zimmerman. The state picked it up. You see what I'm saying? So it was more than George Zimmerman on trial here. It was him, the police department, the people that saw the altercation that were very specific about the style of fighting and so forth that this man had been trained on. And Al Sharpton made a beautiful point. If you were training MMA, which is still deemed lethal, why didn't you just choke the shit out the little boy instead of shooting? That's all I have to say. That was dead. That really wasn't it.
She went in.
I wasn't even going to cut you off because it was going to sound very rude. I mean, but I didn't even want to interject. But I don't disagree. And this trial is pretty much sparking a lot of different emotions. I don't really want to focus on race because it's easy to make everything race. But I think it's very interesting how this trial is playing out. And at the end of the day, we're seeing that it really just comes down to lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah. But I hope this trial, I mean, I'm really saddened by the loss of that child's life. But I hope that this makes people pay more attention to their children, period, daughters and sons. Get more involved in their life. You know what I'm saying? Send somebody, don't have them by themselves. What if he would have been with somebody else? What if he would have with his little brother? Would that still have happened? You see what I'm saying? Like, we need to pay more attention to our children.
And know your local gun laws, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is that laws aren't going to stop people from carrying guns. The lack
They're
of fear
not,
will
true.
Have people not, you know, carrying guns. People only carry guns because they fear their life, fear for their life, you know, and so they want to protect them and theirs. So if there was no fear, there'd be no guns.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, check us out Monday, 9 p.m., as we do this thing all over again inside Money Monday. We'll see you then. Ladies, take us home.
Hey, see you on the other side. Whatever you do, do it well. Madam Boston out.
Everybody have a fantastic weekend. And real quick, I want to shout out author by Antoinette for the copy of her book, The Way Love Is, that I received.
Why didn't get one?
Enjoy it over the weekend. Check your email. Check your email. Everyone was supposed to get one. Check your email.
I didn't get one. that's my guy. Hey.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Be safe. Watch out for those checkpoints.
The day I first saw you, wish I would have passed you by. Then I wouldn't feel the pain from you saying your last goodbye. I would have treated you right instead of acting like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without you.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. Talk Radio Show.